Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Matt Layton with you. The opposition is demanding tougher laws after X, formerly known as Twitter, let false information about Sydney's attacks run wild. The platform claims it's protecting free speech, but critics say it's putting public safety at risk. Liberal leader Peter Dutton has told the ABC he wants social media giants held liable for what's posted on their platforms.
The same laws need to apply in the real world as they do online, and it's a matter of enforcing the laws and taking action, giving the eSafety Commissioner further powers if that's required. But I think here we're talking about images in particular, which are offensive and which can trigger violent reactions.
Bondi Beach transforms into a sea of flickering flames tonight as a community comes together to heal from the Bondi Junction stabbings. A candlelit vigil begins at 5:30 Sydney time. The Prime Minister will be there to share in the grief and offer words of comfort as they remember the six victims of last Saturday's attacks. Australian Swimming is investigating a bombshell report that Chinese swimmers who won medals at the Tokyo Olympics tested positive for banned substances beforehand. The World Anti-Doping Agency says these positives were from contaminated samples, but the US Anti-Doping Agency calls it a cover-up. Swimming Australia is seeking answers from the sports governing body, World Aquatics. And South Australia retains its top spot in the ComSec State Economic Rankings. A robust job market, solid growth, and strong building activity are keeping them ahead, but WA could snatch the crown in coming months. The Eagles are the toast of the West today after a big derby upset. Jake Waterman booting 5 goals in West Coast's 37-point win over Fremantle. Coach Adam Simpson attributing the result to availability, communication and the Dockers having an off day.
We always thought the midfield battle was going to be really important. Really impressed with how our defenders held up early. And then when we got some supply and our mids got on top at stages, I think the forwards did a really good job of bringing the ball to ground. Felt like when it hit the deck, we were pretty dangerous.
And the Swans are holding the lead in this afternoon's clash with the Suns at the SCG.